Twitters from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. Postal Express. I know from my previous work as a reporter that many expats quickly become frustrated by the antics of some of the state monopolies in Spain. Dealings with the town halls, water and electricity companies, Correos and Telefónica, to name just a few, can become incredibly frustrating experiences and can be the stuff of nightmares. With most of these companies, I still get the feeling that they think that we're here for their benefit and not the other way round. The situation is very similar to that in the UK 15 to 20 years ago, when the UK monopolies maintained a similar arrogance towards their customers. My problem began several weeks ago when a Spanish friend in Alicante decided that he would like my old laptop computer. I thought I'd give Correos another try, particularly as they offered a two-day postal express service to Peninsula Spain. It cost €24, not bad in view of the size and weight of the package, and with a guaranteed two-day delivery from Las Palmas to Alicante. 3 days later, I received an anxious telephone call from my friend. Nope, the package had not arrived. My friend was particularly concerned because he'd just called Correos in Alicante and they told him that the package was still in Madrid. Several days later, I received another call from my friend. He had just received a letter from the aduana, that's the customs people, to say that the package was held by them in Madrid. There was tax to pay, and he had to complete a form and return it to them. My friend challenged this assertion, pointing out that the package was being sent from one part of Spain to another. But this logic does not enter the world of the aduana. The laptop was worth only about €100 at best because it was several years old. Apparently, because I'd purchased the laptop in the Canary Islands where I live, I had only paid 5% IGIC tax on it when it was new. If it was sent to the peninsula, the taxman would want to claim additional tax because the Canary Islands are seen as being outside the European Union and Spain for tax purposes. At this point, my friend and I wondered whether it was really worth paying tax on the item. We agreed that when it was delivered, and if the tax was too high, he would reject the package and it would eventually be returned to me. 1 week later, the Postal Express package had still not arrived. My friend was due to go away on holiday 2 days later, and there'd be no one at his home to receive the package anyway. He complained to Correos in Alicante, and they agreed that the package would be dispatched that same day and would arrive the following day. Needless to say, it did not arrive as promised. Another 2 days later, just as my friend was preparing to leave for the airport, the package arrived, together with the demand for €25 tax. He paid up and went on holiday. The time that the package had taken to get from the Canary Islands to my friend's home in Alicante was just over 2 weeks, not exactly within the 2 days as promised in the Correos advertising, and indeed guaranteed in their terms of service. Yet again, I decided to challenge this lumbering dinosaur and filed a claim against them for breaking the terms and conditions of their service contract. Although my Spanish is not good, I followed this up with a letter outlining the problem and sent it to Correos, convinced that I'd hear no more. A few days later, I received a very apologetic letter from Correos, accepting full liability for the problem and assuring me that I'd receive a full refund of all postal charges. True to their word, the postman called today to give me a cash refund. Victories against these lumbering dinosaurs are few, but when they do come, the taste of victory is sweet. If you enjoy this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. Thank you for listening.